Hey guys, it's me, Sierra, and today I am starting episode 1 of Symptoms, and I'm going to give a brief reasoning why it's called Symptoms. I named it Symptoms because, I got inspired by the album named Symptoms by Ashley Tisdale. So credits to Ashley Tisdale. I've loved her ever since High School Musical, so yeah. But she talks about, her problems with anxiety and depression and stuff like that, and I am a big advocate on that. Like, I want people to know that they're not alone, that we all go through things and we are not perfect as humans, and trust me, I'm a total mess and all that kind of jazz and everything. So on my new podcast called Symptoms, I want to talk about literally anxiety, depression, heartbreak, like all kinds of deep things that we all go through. And I'm going to have some people come on here every once in a while on my podcast and talk about their problems and issues and how they've overcame it and stuff. But it will be just me talking to you as like a friend. A majority of the time. So, anyway, today I wanted to talk about anxiety. By the way, I'm outside right now, so if you hear nature, it's real nature. I'm outside. I am actually going to be getting, I'll eventually get like a mic and stuff like that, make it more professional or whatever, but I am out riding on a picnic table at the park. It's a beautiful but very hot day, and I'm excited. You know, I wanted to talk about it because I write about it all the time. My book's coming out at the end of the year. It's called Invincible. And I'm really excited. So December 28th, 2019, my book Invincible is going to be coming out. You can check my YouTube channel at Sierra Elizabeth to know more details about that. I'll be making videos about it. But yeah, I'm super excited. That book is actually going to be my words on paper, like telling you about all kinds of different topics. It's a self-love and inner happiness guide, and I am so proud of it. My writing is so important to me. Not only do I love to write, but I also love to help others, and I want them to know that they're not alone and that we all go through something. And you may see these people on Instagram and so just social media, and you think, oh my god, they are so happy and they're and all that, but honestly, we all go through things. The wealthiest people can be the saddest people too. You think all these people have money and stuff like that, they're so happy, they have everything, but their demons inside attack them, and it can literally run and control your life. So today I'm going to be talking about anxiety. I have had anxiety for a very long time. This past year though, it's gotten more intense. I'm going to tell you, I've had probably about, you know, 10 jobs. And, you know, I will have this sense of, I can't do this. And so I run away. I have walked out. I have not showed up. And I never really wanted to talk about it much because it is kind of embarrassing to me, you know. I mean, no one wants to know that you, like, can't keep a job, that you keep blowing jobs out, all that stuff like that. It's not something I'm proud of, but it's because of my anxiety. And there's a difference between being so overwhelmed and feeling like, you know, and being just so overwhelmed, and then there's anxiety. Anxiety is like so more intense. It's a whole lot more than that, you know, being overwhelmed. It does overwhelm you, and you get so in your head, and these voices tell you that you can't do it, and to give up, but I think a lot of people like to throw it around, anxiety and stuff. Anxiety is a battle, and you know, you'll always deal with it. It's not like something you can go to the doctor, and they can get rid of it like that. You know, you can take, you know, medicine and stuff like that, and it can make you feel, you know, okay for a little bit, but that's it. But it's always going to be there. It's just like basically putting a Band-Aid over a wound or something. You know, but this wound really won't ever heal. You'll always deal with it. It's a serious thing. And I think a lot of people don't want to talk about it because it is, you know, some of the stuff that, like, you know, not holding a job up or something like that, it's, like, not something to be like, oh, yeah, I can't keep a job. I can't, do this and that. Like, it's not something, you know, happy and proud about. I wish that I could literally take an eraser and, you know, erase it away. Let it be done. But it doesn't work that way. I wish, you know, but I think a lot more people should, you know, be more open about it and stuff because it is a serious topic and all. And I know that, like, you know, you're in this big, big world and you think that you're alone and that, you know, no one else is going through this or whatever, but you honestly aren't alone. There are so many people in this world that are going through the same thing. And they feel the same way, though. They feel like they're alone and all. And a lot of ways I've kind of coped with my anxiety and stuff like that and depression and everything is I've wrote, you know, writing is a big, big, it's very therapeutic for me. And I, like, love to write and just express myself through my words. It just makes me feel better if I put it on paper. That's just how I express it and all. So that's what I do. Talking to people, though, is a great thing. You know, I went to a counselor last year for something I was going through, and it helped a tremendous amount. And I loved it, you know. I was a little bit scared because I didn't think she'd really care. I thought she'd just be like, oh, okay, we'll do this and that, and, you know, you'll be okay. Like, I didn't think she'd really, like, care. But, I built a really good relationship with her, and she helped me a lot, and she really listened to me. And there's people out there like that. You just gotta find the right, like, person to talk to. And if you don't want to talk to someone like that, and, you know, talk to someone in your family and stuff like that. Talk to someone that, you know, will listen to you and that you're close with, and you feel as though you can, you know, trust them with things and all. So, anxiety is an awful thing. It literally, you'll be good for, like, a little bit, and then, you know, and you'll think that you can do it, you can, you know, this is great, and then, bam, it comes and attacks you, and then you fall back into the same pattern of just running away and closing yourself off. I've always been the person to always had, you know, I have dreams. We all have dreams, but, you know, I've always been the person that has, like, a plan. And that is how I drive myself, you know, like, that's how I am motivated. I have to have a goal. I have to have these plans. I got to have it all out, you know, like, I got to. And then, you know, I'll eventually get that goal, you know, in the process. But then it's like something in my mind will be like, no, you can't do it. Like, what are you thinking? Literally, anxiety is literally the biggest bully. You can be a slave to your anxiety. It can run your life. It can consume you. It is a disgusting monster that a lot of people deal with. We do. And it can come in different ways. It can come in being able to handle a job and being around people, or it could be, you know, just in period, just having a lot of people around. Like, it's a real thing. And I think it's so funny. It's just because I love people. Like, I love being around people and everything like that, you know, but there's something about it that also triggers my anxiety. I am a people person. I love people. But I get so, you know, in my head. I get so, I listen to these thoughts. I mean, you know, these voices in my head from my anxiety saying, you know, what you doing? Like, just leave. And I've done that before. I've literally pulled up into places that I was going to go in for a day for work. And I literally was like, no, I can't do this. I just can't. And I would drive away. I wouldn't call them or nothing. Because what can you say? You can call up a workplace and be like, I'm sorry, I can't come in because my anxiety is bothering me really bad. They're going to look at you like you're a fool. Seriously. That's how it is. That's not an excuse to leave work or not come to work. That's what people are going to say. In ways, I understand that, but in ways, it sucks. Like, I feel like these mental issues and stuff that people have, I don't feel like they're talked a lot about. You know, I think, like, in schools and stuff, I think that they should talk about stuff like this. Because, I mean, I was depressed in fourth grade. I went through a lot of things at an early age. My whole life I've been through stuff. So, you know, I mean, it's something that, as a human, you go through. Some people more than, like, more intense than others and all. I mean, there's a difference between being sad and being depressed. And there's a difference between being overwhelmed and having anxiety. It's they're completely different. It's literally like a triple times, you know, it's so much more intense than that. You know, it's so different. And a lot of people do throw the words out. One, I'm depressed. Or, oh, I have anxiety. But people really do have anxiety. And it's a true, and it's a real thing. It's the ugliest creature of them all. You have to find something that will not trigger it. You have to find something that you can do that will keep your mind at peace and not release this monster out to attack you. I'm on the journey to figure that out. I know one thing I want in my life is to inspire people. I want people to know, one, they're not alone, and to know that I'm always, you know, here to talk and everything. I want to help people. I know I want to help people. I want to inspire and let people know that they're not alone, that everyone goes through things. Because I know how it feels to feel like you're alone and that no one can understand you and you think you're so messed up and like you're crazy. And, you know, I'm a little crazy, but think all these thoughts and stuff. But I promise you, like, whatever you're feeling, there's someone out there in this huge world that is feeling the same way or similar. Like, there is. Seriously. A lot of people ask you, well, why don't you just go to a doctor and why don't you just get some medicine to help you? Okay. Like I stated earlier. Medicine is like a band-aid. It really is. It's literally just covering it up and all. Deep down, you will always fight with this feeling. Anxiety, for sure. But you just gotta, like, learn how to deal with it and cope with it. And not let it ruin your life, though, and, like, consume you and run your life. It's a journey, it's a challenge, it's something that we all will you know, we have to deal with. But it's going to be okay. It's going to. I promise you. It's going to be okay. I think of anxiety like a monster, you know? I think of it, it is a monster, but I think of it as like a big, ugly beast. And one day, you will be able to slay this beast. You will be a goddess or god. You will be able to put this beast away. And every time it does try to strike, you'll be like, nope, you're not going to run my life. But it will be there always. But you will know how to put it in its place. You know what I mean? I hope this makes sense. But anxiety is a real, real thing. I go through it. A lot of people look at me and they're probably like, she's got her stuff together. She's, well, you know, wow, doing this and that. But I promise you, I have so many breakdowns during the day. I have so many panic attacks. Panic attacks, let me tell you. One, my breathing's always been bad. I have asthma, but like, so I have an inhaler. So I would only have to hit my inhaler like whenever I was like running or outside or something. Now, because of my panic attacks, I have to keep my inhaler by my side all the time. I'm always having them. My chest gets so tight and I can't breathe. I can't. And I freak out and I stress out about the littlest things. I just don't function as normal as a lot of other people do. And that's okay. That's me, you know. That's just how I am. My mom and my dad had a lot of, like, mental issues that it's in the family. Like, it's a thing, you know. It's a lot of us have that and all. Life is hard. It's not easy. It's not always sunshine and rainbows. There's so much I want to talk about, but I'm trying to split them into episodes. I just want to focus on anxiety. But the next episode will definitely be depression. I definitely will be talking about that because that is also a big thing that has been in my life. And, you know, I deal with it every once in a while. Not as intense as it was before, but anxiety really is my number one beast that I deal with and all. It's hard. But just know it's going to be okay. And we are in this together. And you are beautiful. And you can do anything. You can do anything in this world. You really can. I promise you. Anyway, that's it for this episode of Symptoms. Episode 1, anxiety. I promise you there will be plenty more episodes about this topic because it's one of the big topics of my podcast. So anyway, I love you guys so much, and I hope you stick around, and I hope you know that you are beautiful and you are so strong. And I will see you in my next one. Okay? Okay. Bye.